The Secret Life of an Archaeologist. Listen to this archaeologist talking about her work. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 7. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
You have to be a bit strange to be an archaeologist. A love for strange hats will help you fit in well. When you see a colleague getting excited about a bit of stone or a tiny piece of pottery, the only find in a ton of soil, you start to understand what archaeology is really about. But if it is job security or good pay that you want, you should probably look somewhere else. You don't become an archaeologist to become wealthy. You do it because you are passionate about filling the gaps in the history books. This job requires patience and commitment because site projects can be a long, slow process. They sometimes take decades to complete. First, you have to do an incredible quantity of paperwork to get sponsors, approvals, and permissions. Then you have the initial surveys, research, health and safety assessments, and other preparations. Then finally comes the process of physically excavating or digging the site by hand. We use the same tools as road workers. You need a strong back and you develop beautiful big muscles in your arms, if you like that sort of thing. Physical work can obviously strengthen your body, but in archaeology, where you can be repeating the same actions for days in the cold and damp, it can have the opposite effect too. I don't know a single archaeologist who does not have at least one long-term health problem. Usually it's the knees, shoulders, or back. If you start young, by the time you are in your mid-40s, you will hopefully have younger people to do the hard work, because you will find you can no longer cope with doing it yourself. The weather decides whether your life is going to be easy or really tough. We all know what the weather is like in the UK, and archaeologists don't just start work and go home for the winter. Depending on who you work for and how remote your site is, there is no guarantee of shelter. Financial pressure and time limits often mean that you just have to keep going until the job is done. Recording is the most important aspect of field work. After you finish on a site, you can't go back to check details or take extra measurements, so your site records are precious. And they can become a source of anxiety when you are out in the field. You carry them everywhere with you and care for them like a baby. One thing I never expected when I started this job is that being a woman would be an issue. Unfortunately, you can occasionally have difficulties, mostly on building sites. where you could be the only archaeologist and the only woman. And you have to give instructions to everyone you're working with, from builders to architects. Sometimes men still find it difficult to accept orders from a woman. And you have to stay calm and professional and work twice as hard to build relationships and convince them that they can trust you. Still, I love excavations and working with my colleagues. Working together helps to keep your mood high, especially on tough days when there is mud in your sandwiches, the rain has got inside your jacket, and you only have a few hours left to save as much as you can before they start building on the site, erasing it permanently. Sadly, we have to accept that this will happen, but archaeology ensures we can keep a record of the history of that place.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
You have to be a bit strange to be an archaeologist. A love for strange hats will help you fit in well. When you see a colleague getting excited about a bit of stone or a tiny piece of pottery, the only find in a ton of soil, you start to understand what archaeology is really about. But if it is job security or good pay that you want, you should probably look somewhere else. You don't become an archaeologist to become wealthy. You do it because you are passionate about filling the gaps in the history books. This job requires patience and commitment because site projects can be a long, slow process. They sometimes take decades to complete. First, you have to do an incredible quantity of paperwork to get sponsors, approvals, and permissions. Then you have the initial surveys, research, health and safety assessments, and other preparations. Then finally comes the process of physically excavating or digging the site by hand. We use the same tools as road workers. You need a strong back and you develop beautiful big muscles in your arms, if you like that sort of thing. Practical, physical work can obviously strengthen your body, but in archaeology, where you can be repeating the same actions for days in the cold and damp, it can have the opposite effect too. I don't know a single archaeologist who does not have at least one long-term health problem. Usually it's the knees, shoulders, or back. If you start young, by the time you are in your mid-40s, you will hopefully have younger people to do the hard work, because you will find you can no longer cope with doing it yourself. The weather decides whether your life is going to be easy or really tough. We all know what the weather is like in the UK, and archaeologists don't just start work and go home for the winter. Depending on who you work for and how remote your site is, there is no guarantee of shelter. Financial pressure and time limits often mean that you just have to keep going until the job is done. Recording is the most important aspect of field work. After you finish on a site, you can't go back to check details or take extra measurements, so your site records are precious, and they can become a source of anxiety when you are out in the field. You carry them everywhere with you and care for them like a baby. One thing I never expected when I started this job is that being a woman would be an issue. Unfortunately, you can occasionally have difficulties, mostly on building sites, where you could be the only archaeologist and the only woman. And you have to give instructions to everyone you're working with, from builders to architects. Sometimes men still find it difficult to accept orders from a woman. And you have to stay calm and professional and work twice as hard to build relationships and convince them that they can trust you. Still, I love excavations and working with my colleagues. Working together helps to keep your mood high, especially on tough days when there is mud in your sandwiches, the rain has got inside your jacket, and you only have a few hours left to save as much as you can before they start building on the site, erasing it permanently. Sadly, we have to accept that this will happen, but archaeology ensures we can keep a record of the history of that place.